aprons,
a pinafore sort of thing.
Real nice aprons, you know, they'd have embroidery around them.
You're gonna chill off, huh?
Yes, uh-huh. And bonnets. The old ladies wore bonnets.
These are still good.
The church, uh-huh. Yeah, I made me a couple of bonnets.
They're cool, aren't they?
Yeah, I like them. Even now for dress up, they'd even have them made out of black silk. Uh-huh, bonnets.
Black silk bonnets?
Yes, bonnets.
Make your own?
Make your own.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. How did you put the bottom in a dress?
Well, they had a dust ruffle on, you know.
Yeah?
Yes, and then they... Yes, there's they had dust ruffle, and then they had something as, so the hem wouldn't wear out, mm-hmm, around there.
Taped on the back?
Yes, tape on it and a little brush. I can remember that very well, about this wide, you know, that so it wouldn't wear out.
These dragged the ground?
Yes.
Yeah.
My mother, even her everyday dresses. I can remember when I began to wash, and she'd drabble around in the dew, and they would just be a mess, you know, they'd be sweeping the floor.
Mm-hmm.
She wore wrappers so much.
This was sort of a shawl?
No, wrappers. She made her dress and lined it, you know, and it buttoned down to the waist. They called them wrappers.
When you bought things
kind of tight fitting.
Uh-huh. They didn't button down. Had buttons on them?
Yeah, they buttoned or hooks and eyes. They used lots of hooks and eyes in those days.
When you bought dry goods or something at the department store, how did the clerk get it ready for you to take out?
Well, they wrapped it in paper and tied it with a twine string.
Did you use those metal pins that snap?
Safety pins? Yeah. Oh, yes.
Were these always called safety pins?
Safety pins, we always call them safety pins. Oh, and sometime they had what they called beauty pins. That was made of gold that they, sometimes it, if, I've even seen them pin the children's dresses down the back with those. They called them beauty pins.
Hmm.
They fastened like a safety pin, you know.
Uh-huh. Better than suspenders, or
yeah,
better than
buttons. Yeah,
uh-huh. Did men around here wear those leather things when they rode in the wintertime that came from the waist down, had no seat in them?
No, I suppose my father did when he was a cowboy or something, but I never did see them only at picnics or
what did they call those?
Chaps.
Uh-huh.
Chaps.
Did they turn the brush and kept them warm or something?
Yeah.
Well, what did you call it if your husband got too much stuff in his pocket and went out like that?
Well, I don't know.
Bulge?
Oh, yes, bulge. My father, you know, he had saddlebags in those days. He carried things in.
Still have those?
No, I don't have them. My mother rode a side saddle, and she had a riding skirt. And I can remember her saddle, they all burned up in 94, all the saddles they had.
Oh, my goodness.
Was hanging in the half dugout where I was born.
That's
good. Uh-huh. And Mama's side saddle was so beautiful. It had plush on it, you know, and ornaments. And my father's saddle was all carved, hand-carved leather, and they burned.
Well, these were expensive items.
Yes, they were. He was a cowboy, you know, he had a good saddle.
Yeah, good saddle.
And he could ride, and he was still riding his horse to take his cattle over about a mile from home when he was 82, just before he died. They operated on him for